Welcome into Rams Radio. I am Joel Orion. It's time now for our annual Rams Overtime as we sit down with Bath Heverling Rams head football coach Wayne Carroll and review the 2016 season where the Rams went 6-3 and preview the 2017 season. Let's bring in the head coach of the Bath Heverling Rams in his 25th season at Heverling, 30th overall, his career record 176-95. He's tied for second on the active wins list in Section 5 with Hilton's Rich Lapani, only behind Dave Wickham at Fairport. He's tied for 9th all-time in Section 5 history. He's 23rd on the active wins list in New York State and 83rd all-time in New York State. It's head coach Wayne Carroll. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here.
Coach, let's talk about your last game of the season, the semifinal game in the Class C brackets against the number one seed, the East Rochester Gananda Bombers. You fell short 14-8. I'm not sure if you've had a chance or wanted to sit down and look at the tape of that game yet, but your thoughts from your final game of the season, Coach?
Well, I was about 2 feet from all the action, and from where I was standing, we just lost to a team that was just a little bit faster than us. And if we could have just stopped one guy, I think he had 187 yards and 2 touchdowns, you know, we contained him pretty well. One time he got out of the sidelines right in front of me there, and, you know, we missed a tackle or two in the backfield. We had him for a 3-yard loss. We missed the tackle, and all of a sudden he scooted down the sideline for like a 25-yard. It was his best gain of the day. So he didn't gash us like I saw the other seven people he gashed before us, but you know, we did let up a few extra yards. You know, if we'd have held him to like 90 or 100, I think we had a better shot of winning that game.
Just real quickly, the stats I got from ScoresWire: 32 carries for 171 yards, 2 touchdowns, one from 29 yards out, one from 1 yard out for Cam Cleveland. He averaged 5.3 yards per game in that contest against you. Coming into the game, he had 1,715 yards, averaged 8.3 yards per carry, 27 rushing touchdowns on the season coming into the game against the black shirt defense. Overall, Coach, holding ERG to only 14 points, it goes without saying, their lowest output of the year. You had to be happy. Marty Cranmer and I said in the pregame show, if you could hold Cam Cleveland to between 150 and 200 yards and a couple touchdowns, that would be a victory for you and would put you right in the ballgame. And certainly you were. You had to be happy how this black shirt defense played against one of the best offenses in Section 5.
Right, we were. We were happy. You know, if you had told me on Tuesday that we were going to hold them to 14 points and not turn the ball over, I would have said we got a good shot of winning, because no turnovers in a football game and holding a team like ER to 14 points, I was satisfied with that defensive effort. One play.
Let's talk about your offense. Coming into the game, you were the fifth highest scoring offense at the time with 305 points. That's good for an average of 38 points per game. You averaged over 295 yards on the ground, 34 touchdowns on the season. In that game against ERG, 44 carries for 179 yards and a touchdown. It seemed to me, Coach, you had three plays you could go to that you had some success on. You had the Stephon Ordway right up the middle between the guards, the bulldozer. He had a heck of a day. He was our DJ's Flamingo player of the game. 25 carries, 113 yards. Then when you put Kinner in the shotgun and kind of ran that jet sweep with Kyle Rinker in motion with Kinner handing off to him, 5 carries, 41 yards, and then Connor DeDominick, 7 carries, 23 yards. But it was a struggle offensively, Coach, for an offense that's been so potent all year long. A lot of people felt this year's ERG defense was much better than the previous two you had faced in sectionals. It was certainly a slog fest on offense for you guys, which you're not used to this year.
Right. They're out, you know, their defensive line was very quick. I don't think we've seen two outside linebackers as fast as Cleveland, you know, 26 and then 28. I mean, both those guys were, you know, very quick outside linebackers, and they contained us. They kept everything inside, and they really shut down like our 6 and 7 hole. They were right there to make plays. We didn't get a hat on those guys, and it made it for a long day for our offense.
Coach, you talked about this from day one in training camp. This is a young team, but without those youngsters, you wouldn't have a varsity team this year. But with a young team, an inexperienced team, comes, you know, some growing pains and a learning curve. And there was some mental and physical mistakes with penalties this year. Learning the speed of the varsity game, the hitting level in the LCAA Division I. There was a lot of personal fouls, late hits this year on the black shirt defense. Again, maybe it was just being, you know, over-aggressive, over-exuberant. You had only a couple penalties in the ERG game, but they were glaring because they really played a big factor in the outcome of the game. And, you know, you were on the short end of some calls this year from the guys in the stripes in the Hornell game and in the ERG game. The two penalties that jumped out at me from the ERG game was a late hit on the black shirt defense that extended an ERG drive where they eventually went on and scored. Then there was a false start on the offense when you guys were in the red zone that pushed you back and you were unable to recover from that. You were struggling to gain yards as it was. Then you got behind the chains. You just weren't able to make that up, that penalty up, and tie up the game against ERG. And then there was two calls, speaking of that trip into the red zone to tie the game, Connor DeDominick so close to catching the ball on fourth down in the corner of the end zone. And then on your last drive, another catch by Connor DeDominick. He did a great job of trying to get his foot down on the sidelines. He didn't get his foot down either time. So while there wasn't a lot of penalties and a lot of bad calls, the ones that did occur didn't go your way and played a big factor in the outcome of that game against the ERG.
Right. And, you know, when you're playing in a big game like that, every time you get in the red zone, I think we had three trips in the red zone, came up with no points.
Yeah.
That's just going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
You know, they played pretty sound, free football. And, you know, the one bad thing about the season this year is, you know, we were a 4 seed, they were a 1 seed. So when you're the lower seed, we only have 2 officials from our reffing league, and they got 3, and just happened to be the one that made that big call in the end zone was a Finger Lakes official, and the one that called the personal foul was also a Finger Lakes official. So those two penalties really hurt, and also the catch down towards the scoreboard when they called them out of bounds. Unfortunately for us, those 3 big calls were all Finger Lakes officials, so it really hurt us. You know, in a close game like that, you look any little thing that, you know, could come back and haunt us. And the bad thing for us that day was those 3 plays.
I ask you this question at the end of every season. If you played your final opponent, this year being ERG, 10 times the number 1 seed at full strength, how many times do you win, Coach?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, we lost. We had a lot of adversity that game. You know, a lot of people went down.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys that came in, you know, did a pretty decent job. And after all that stuff happened, you know, losing, we had 4 starters that were banged up. After losing 4 starters, we still had a shot to win that game. I couldn't believe it. You know, as bad as things went and as poor as we were on offense, we still had a shot to win that game. So it was really remarkable that the kids that came in and played stepped up, and, you know, we kind of pulled together, and, you know, we took a few shots in the face, but we staggered us, but we're still in the game, and we're still driving the last drive of the game. You know, we still had a possession to win, so it was really a remarkable game. It just happened that we probably were like 3 or 4 minutes too late.
Coming up, we will talk to Coach Wayne Carroll about the seniors on this year's roster. We'll go through the seniors one by one and get head coach Wayne Carroll's thoughts and memories of each of the seniors on the Bath Haverling Rams 2016 football team.